Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, December 20th, 2017. Berlin's Senator of the Interior, Andreas Geisel of the SPD, considers Berlin's security authorities to be in a better position than they were during the terrorist attack a year ago. He told RBB Inforadio that the authorities have learned a lot. At the same time, Geisel spoke out in favor of a parliamentary inquiry committee, remarking that it has become clear that the interaction between federal states, the state, and federal levels did not work, adding that it was not sufficient, therefore, for just the state of Berlin or the state of North Rhine-Westphalia to explain the circumstances of the attack. Geisel believes that discussing consequences for personnel is premature, referring instead to increased state protection and money for more than 1,100 new police and fire brigade positions. Berlin is on the brink of a historic change in local transport, said Economic Senator Ramona Popp of the Green Party and chairwoman of the BVLG Supervisory Board. BVLG is switching to cleaner and quieter electrobuses. According to the company, the supervisory board has now approved the purchase of 30 single-decker buses and 15 articulated buses. The BVLG's approved investment volume is in the tens of millions. The first 12-meter-long single-deckers, including the charging and repair shop infrastructure, are due to arrive next year. The first electric articulated bus is expected in 2019. The Deutsche Umwelthilfe, an ecology activism organization, has placed a complaint to the administration court to completely ban diesel cars in Berlin, as nitrogen oxide limits are being exceeded most days. As a ban would also impact businesses, the Berlin Senate is trying to find alternatives and wants to decide on a traffic bill for cleaner air during the second talk on urban mobility on January 18th. The idea is to have a package of measurements that improve the air quality. For example, more electric buses for the BVLG. As Berlin Briefing reported in the last story, an investment for 45 electric buses was approved. 200 older buses are supposed to be equipped with nitrogen dioxide filters. A pilot project with 200 buses at Hardenbergplatz showed that levels could be brought down by 20%. Taxi businesses shall receive money for using economy-friendly cars, but currently there are no e-cars available that are compatible with taxi meters. Today, most of the 8,000 taxis in Berlin operate on diesel, but 2,000 are using hybrid technology. The Senate is also pushing for more e-car charging stations in order to encourage Berliners to buy electric cars. And businesses are encouraged to use electric cars as well. Free-floating car-sharing models with electric cars are also an option and would benefit from more charging stations, but the number of e-cars has decreased from 370 to 150 after MultiCity ceased operations at the end of October. Last but not least, logistic companies like the Deutsche Post are also looking into e-mobility. The Post self-developed an electric delivery vehicle after not being satisfied by the offerings in the market. 40 of these so-called street scooters are already used in Berlin. A 78-year-old man in Berlin-Tegel used a blank gun to threaten an U-Bahn passenger. The 25-year-old had a seat late Monday afternoon at the Borsigweg station in the U6 line, which the senior apparently wanted to have, the police reported. He is said to have posed as a policeman and became aggressive towards the woman, brandishing the weapon. Shortly afterwards, he disappeared into another car. Policemen were able to arrest him and confiscate the gun. He is now under investigation for threat, presumption of authority, and violation of the Arms Act. Frank Zander, a singer and local celebrity, has a big heart for the homeless and those in need. For the 23rd time, he organized an annual Christmas feast at the Estrel Hotel in Neukölln. 3,000 goose legs, 850 kilos of red cabbage, and 6,500 potato dumplings were served to the 3,000 guests who received invitations via local charity organizations. Celebrities and politicians volunteered as waiters. This year, violinist David Garrett, singer Nicole, and Zander himself performed later in the day. The event is not only about the food. Guests can get a haircut, receive gifts, or can take home donated toys. Zander, who recently recovered from prostate cancer, can rely on donors to cover the costs of €45,000. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.